Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, and today's Thursday, so we're going to try to apply what we've been exploring all week and live it out in our lives. This week's been all about foundations in life, like the one I'm standing in front of. Our lives are built on foundations that are either solid or in trouble, and it's important that we understand what our lives are built upon. Lots of spiritual teachers are going to try to sell you something, spiritual real estate agents, if you will. You've got to do a good inspection of what you're learning from, what you're reading, what you're hearing, listening to, what you're trying to live out in your life. You want to check out the foundation. Don't just look at the upper levels, but look at the foundation in life that it's being offered to you. Jesus, in his Sermon on the Mount, talked about the foundation of life being either sand or rock. And it's important to check out whether that foundation is going to be able to stand up to abuse or not, whether it's going to be able to stand up to the storms in life that inevitably hit all of us. This has been Jesus's point throughout the Sermon on the Mount. In every topic he's explored, he's always wanted to get to the motivation behind people's actions. He's always wanted to go to the heart of the matter. When other people are only looking at the outward appearance of things, when people are looking at whether you follow these rules or not, or whether you do this on Saturday, or whether you eat that, when people are really concerned with the outward appearances of life, Jesus is concerned with the foundation. He wants to know what's underneath, what's holding it all up. Is it solid or not? I think he's encouraging us all to do a spiritual home inspection, to get underneath and check the floor joists and check the foundation, look for cracks. In most of our lives, that means looking for things that would devastate us. If our lives would fall apart if a particular person died, or if a particular event happened, if a stock price fell, or if we got sick, whatever it might be, if our entire life would crumble and fall apart, then we have a foundation issue. Not to say that these things are nothing. Those events would be huge and important in all of our lives. They would change them for sure. But we want to see if our lives would crumble if those things happen. If that happens, then we need to find a better foundation in life, so those things can take their proper place as components of our lives, important ones, whether they're floor joists or upright studs, or whether they're roofing material, whatever it is, we want them to have their proper place. Problems happen when we take things that should rightfully be studs or joists or shingles, and we try to make them do a foundation's job. That's when things crumble. When we try to make sand work as a stone foundation. We want to make sure the right material's in the right place. And in this case, Jesus says he is the proper foundation for life. He and his teachings, his kingdom, both heard about and lived out. Thankfully, Jesus says, building our lives on a rock foundation is as simple as hearing and living out his words, and then letting everything else take its proper place in life. Building our view of our bodies, of our sexuality, of our relationships, of our careers, our money, whatever it might be, all those other things, upon his foundation, rather than trying to get them to hold up our entire lives. Look back at our teaching from several weeks ago on priorities in life. See that illustrated. We saw just 2 days ago that both people in Jesus' story were pursuing the same thing. They wanted a good life. They wanted a good house. But the foundation was what mattered. And so I'd urge you, if you've never intentionally decided to build your life on a foundation of Jesus Christ and his kingdom and his teaching, do that today. If you're not sure how that looks, I'm going to lead us through an example prayer of what that might look like. You're welcome to pray it yourself, just quietly in your mind, just in your thoughts, or to say it with somebody else. Say it out loud with me if you like. Or if you're just not ready for that, just listen. Just listen to what it sounds like to build a foundation, to build on a foundation of Jesus Christ. And then pray it when you're ready. I'd love to hear from you too. I'd love to know what the Sermon on the Mount that we've been exploring for weeks and weeks now has meant to your life. How it's challenged and transformed your foundation and everything else that's built upon it. So I'm going to pray that prayer now. I'd invite you to just take a moment, close your eyes if you aren't driving, or just turn off the radio and prepare yourself to just talk to God. So let's pray. Gracious Father, I realize that you already know me and that you love me. You love me so much that your Son Jesus died for me. So I want to make a fresh start with you, to put you at the very center of my life, and to follow you from now on. Please forgive me for all those things in my life that have come between us. Help me to turn away from whatever would keep me from following you faithfully and consistently in the future. Please help me to grow to know and follow you more and more each day. Help me to grow to be the person that you created me to be. Amen. So that's your challenge for today. If you've never intentionally decided to follow Jesus, to build your life on his foundation, you're invited to pray that prayer. If you said those words, but you know you haven't really followed through in life, then make that your prayer today as well. And of course, the next most important thing to do is to let somebody know. Tell somebody that you've prayed that prayer. Maybe it's going to be somebody from your discussion group, somebody in your life who you know is a follower of Jesus, and I'd love to hear from you too. On our website, click on the About link and contact me there. Or in our mobile app, click on Connect. You'll find a way to contact Ryan in that section. I'd love to hear your story of how Jesus' teaching has been transforming your life. And I'd love to help you learn to follow him, not alone, but as a member of a community, as we form a new Christian community in Durham Region. I'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, have a great night. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect about this. And next week, as we look at our final teaching in the Sermon on the Mount. Bye for now.